Welcome to Buzzet Insights, a podcast series from EY India Insights, where we discuss perspectives on key policy developments shaping India's economic and business landscape. I'm your host, Ritik, and in today's pre-budget episode, we explore expectations and priorities ahead of our upcoming union budget. We are pleased to be joined by Ravi Mahajan, technology, media, and telecom partner at EY India. Ravi is an experienced tax professional advising domestic and multinational companies on tax planning, compliance, treaty interpretation, transfer pricing, and tax controversy matters within the technology, media, and telecom sector. Today, he will share his perspectives on the potential priorities and implications for the TMT industry in the forthcoming budget, including key trends, challenges, and opportunities that business should be mindful of as policy decisions are shaped. Ravi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me join today.
So moving on with the first question, how can Budget 2026 accelerate investment in AI, GenAI, and digital infrastructure to drive productivity across sectors?
Yeah. So, you know, if we go back to 2025, you know, apart from the geopolitical situation and trade disruption, the one big area that has dominated the world's attention is the rapid progress in AI and related technologies and the large-scale global investments that we are seeing in this space. Fortunately, the Indian government had the foresight to identify these developments much earlier and had launched several initiatives in recent years. We have the India AI Mission, which aims to strengthen the AI ecosystem in India with a focus on democratizing computing access and promoting ethical AI. And then much before that, the government had also started building a strong digital public infrastructure backbone, which has transformed several areas in our economy and is also viewed as an aspirational benchmark for the world. We also have other initiatives such as Skill India and Startup India, you know, which aim to provide multiple opportunities to our younger generation to compete in the global space. We've also built an ecosystem where we are seeing large-scale capital investments now in building data center capacity in India. So my expectation from Budget 2026 would be that the government would double down on these initiatives and would also find a way to link them to providing opportunities to our vast workforce, which is a great strength in the current environment.
All right, that's a great insight. So what kind of tax certainty and compliance simplification does the technology sector expect to support innovation and scale?
Yeah. So while, you know, there could be several suggestions in this space, I would just pick up a few points. So, you know, clear and stable tax regimes ensure that companies can plan their businesses without concerns regarding sudden changes. So, you know, one of the areas could be that I think we can provide transfer pricing certainty to GCCs, you know, which is an important area in today's environment, by making it easier for them to opt for safe harbor provisions. We can also reduce the amount of, you know, unnecessary money being blocked in working capital for companies in the sector by reducing the TDS rate from 10% to much lower rates. We should also consider providing a simpler GST assessment process by introducing a framework of centralized assessments which operated smoothly during the service tax regime. And lastly, you know, including capital goods in input tax credit refund eligibility would also greatly benefit the industry. So these would be some of my suggestions.
Right. That's great. So can extending incentive frameworks to frontier technologies like AI, robotics, and space meaningfully catalyze private investment?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the one thing that we should remember is that in this area, you know, often the winner takes all, or at least the most of all. So it is essential that we enhance our focus in these areas. You know, we can consider introducing a 15% corporate tax rate, which was introduced a couple of years back for manufacturing sector, or a tax holiday for new technologies with eligibility based on job creation, investments, and export contributions. Another example could be to introduce robust tax incentives for research and development in frontier technologies. By offering tax credits or deductions for companies investing in R&D, the government can lower the financial barriers to innovation. And this would encourage startups as well as established firms to invest in developing new technologies.
Well, thank you, Ravi, for sharing your thoughtful perspectives on the pre-budget outlook for the technology, media, and telecom sector. Your insights provide valuable context for our listeners as we anticipate the policy direction and implications of the upcoming Union Budget. Thank you to our audience for tuning in to the Budget Insights, part of EY India Insights podcast. Stay connected with us for post-budget analysis and commentary on how policy developments may impact industries and taxpayers across the economy. Until next time, thank you for listening.